Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Thrilled that you've decided to spend part of your day with us. Looks like the heat is back, folks, but still an opportunity to take care of some of that yard work before, get the kids to help you before school starts again. But as we do each Saturday morning, we begin by thanking our program sponsor. So on behalf of Mr. Justin Barker, the producer of Grow Siouxland, we collectively would like to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, we're very pleased to have Fitz Grant, the CEO and Executive Director of the Sanford Center, down on the west side, just off of Hamilton Boulevard, in studio with us. Fitz has been a guest, but it's been a number of years since we've had him in studio, and always a pleasure to have you back. Fitz, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning, Chris. Hey, thanks for having me.
Thrilled to have you in studio. Before we even get started, I also want to thank you for your tenure of service on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We're grateful to have you, and I know that's one of the many things that keeps you busy. And over the first half of this program, we're going to talk about all of the things that brought you to our community. And then in the second half, we're going to talk about the Sanford Center and, as I said, all those things that keep you busy in our Siouxland community. And thank you again for spending part of your Saturday with us. But let's start with the basics. Where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Beaufort, South Carolina. Actually, I grew up on an island, St. Helena Island, Oaks Plantation. I grew up there until the age of 14, 15. I was raised by a single mom, six of us in the family, and she took very good care of us. However, when that junior, sophomore year came about, she wanted to move us to Lawton, Oklahoma.
So hold on a sec. Were you the oldest?
No, actually, I am number five and six of the kids.
So why did the move come in when you got to that critical age and not one of your older siblings? Were you a troublemaker, Fitz?
No, absolutely not. No, I wasn't a troublemaker. But, you know, my mom at that time, she just was looking for work and she just wanted something better. And I don't know if she just took a dart out and threw it at the map and we landed in Lawton, Oklahoma.
So how was that for you as a high school, I'm going to guess probably a freshman or sophomore?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, all the kids that you've been with in Beaufort, South Carolina all your life and you're moving away.
Yeah, it was tough to be honest with you. You know, for the first 6 to 7, 8 months, I tell you, it was real tough because I always wanted to get back to Beaufort, get back to St. Helena on that island. Because, like, you're right, all those friends that I grew up with, they were no longer there. And I had to, you know, make new friends again, which was a tough thing to do when you're a new guy coming into a new community.
Certainly. And did you move in the summer, so right before a new fall semester began, or did you move right in the middle of the year?
I moved, actually in the summer months we moved up, and it was probably like a month or two before school started. So I really didn't know anybody. The school that I went to was Lawton High, you know, our motto, home of the champions. And it was tough. It was a pretty big high school, you know, roughly 1,500 students in that high school. So it was tough just learning people. Lawton, Oklahoma is a military town. So you have people coming from all over the United States, so which made it rather tough. But, you know, within a year, you know, I kind of settled in and it became home, my second home.
So you were child number five of six.
Yes.
Your mother is a single parent.
Single mom.
That's a big job.
Absolutely. You know, my mother, she is my hero. You know, most young men, young boys look to their dad as their hero. But my mom truly was my hero to raise six kids by herself and to make sure that we never went without anything was just amazing within itself. She worked several jobs. She just came home, you know, made meals for us. And the one thing I remember most about my mom is this. She made sure that we got up on Sunday mornings and went to church. But more importantly, after church, we would have a Sunday meal. But after that meal, she would get us in the car, gather all six of the kids up, and take us for a ride, which I still do to this day. You know, so that was really cool. So my mom is my hero, that number one person still in my life.
It's an awesome story. And, you must have enormous respect for what she, now that you're a parent, enormous respect for what she did raising those children.
Absolutely. And you know what? I still take some of the things from my past and kind of import it on my kids because, you know, hey, mama didn't take no mess, you know, and she didn't play around. And she taught me, you know, discipline at a very young age. So I'm thankful to my mom for just working and never giving up on, you know, the six of us.
It's an awesome story. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is the executive director and CEO of the Sanford Center on the west side of Sioux City, Mr. Fitz Grant. And Fitz, it's stunning for me to know this, but you have eclipsed three decades at the Sanford Center. We're going to talk about that in the second half, but let's continue your story, your progression. I assume that you graduated from high school in Lawton, Oklahoma, and what came next?
Absolutely. You know, I graduated in 1985. Upon graduation, I don't know if I was a band geek or whatever, but I participated in music at an early age. Did some basketball, baseball, things of that nature. So upon graduation from high school, I went to Cameron University on a music scholarship. I thought that at one particular point I was going to be a music teacher. So
did your mother have all of those children involved in music as well?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, wow. You know, so I have an older brother, Kenny. He played the trombone. I had a sister, Vanessa, which has passed away now, but she played the clarinet, the bass clarinet, the saxophone. And then I have another sister, Jackie. She played the clarinet. Another sister, Toy, she played the clarinet. And a younger sister, Tanya, played the flute.
And what did you play?
I played the percussions. I'm the drummer in the family.
You're a drummer.
I'm the one that kept the tempo.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm a drummer.
Do you still play?
Absolutely. I play at Morningside Bible Church. I'm part of their worship team. So I play the drums, yeah.
That's awesome. And so you expected to be a music teacher at some point. You go to college on a music scholarship.
Yeah, yeah. I went to school and everything was rosy in the beginning. And, you know, going to school to be a music teacher is pretty tough because you got to learn everything. And after doing it for a year, I felt like maybe this is not my calling. And so I kind of went into the business because I had an older sister that went to college, and that's what she majored in, was business. So I thought I'd be, you know, like my older sister and major in business. And from there, I was like, okay, wait a minute. I don't know if I'm smart enough to be in this business thing, you know? So I decided I was going to transfer, and I was looking for a school. So I met a dear friend, a guy by the name of Jeff Garrigan, which led me here to Sioux City, Iowa. I hopped on the Greyhound bus, and I came out here, and he would talk to me about, you know, possibly trying out for a basketball scholarship at Briar Cliff. And that was arranged, and I did the tryout, and I was offered a partial scholarship. And back then, you know, school roughly was about $8,000 to $9,000. They could give you a basketball scholarship, but at the same time, Pell Grants would cover the remaining costs of the school. So from that point on, I told my mom, listen, I'm going to Sioux City, Iowa. So I would come back and forth to Sioux City and just to kind of learn the city a little bit. And then in 1987, I enrolled at Briarcliff College. And the rest is history. You know, I graduated in 1990, and I did change my major to sociology.
And you played for the legendary Ray Nacky.
Ray Nacky, a legendary guy. Ray Nacky, Coach Schultz and Coach Majors. I tell you what, those guys, I am thankful that I made this switch to Briarcliff. Those three men impacted my life in such a positive way. I owe a lot of thank yous and gratitudes to those three men.
Briarcliff had an unbelievable program in the 70s. Did that extend to you in the late 80s and early 90s?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I played with one of the greats, Fernando Pinillo, a guy by the name of Amado Martinez. And I believe some of those guys actually played on the Panama Olympic team when they faced the Dream Team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was incredible.
So
yeah.
I grew up watching those teams play. My dad served as somewhat of a family physician at Briarcliff. Quite honestly, probably gave you a physical when you were a student athlete at Briarcliff. Because I remember going up there when I was just a little kid with him for those. But, you know, Eddie Warren.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Rolando Frazier and Mario Galvez.
Oh,
I could go on and on.
Absolutely.
And on because I watched those guys.
Yeah.
And I remember reading an article about Briarcliff basketball in Sports Illustrated when I was kid. And I'm like, man, this program has arrived. But great experience for you.
Oh, absolutely. It was an amazing experience. And, you know, I always tell people, if I had to do it all over again, I'd probably be right back at Briarcliff. You know, one thing about the Franciscan value, they teach you how to give. But more importantly, they love you. And like I said, at Briarcliff, you could feel that love. When there is a need, they address that need. But more importantly, they came alongside of you and made sure that you were good. And I contributed a lot of my success to, you know, the 3 years at Briarcliff.
That's a wonderful story. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on the FM dial. At the bottom of the hour, Ask Earl May will join us. Until then, we're going to come back after this short commercial break, continue our conversation with Fitz Grant, who serves as the executive director and the chief executive officer of the Sanford Center. We're going to talk specifically about his transition from Briarcliff College, now Briarcliff University, into his first professional job, and then shortly after transitioning to the Sanford Center. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, serving as your host today, coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studio, located in the lower level of our building at 101 Pierce Street. Justin Barker, our producer, back at the Powell Broadcasting Mothership and Headquarters. In studio with me today is Fitz Grant, the CEO, also the Executive Director of the Sanford Center. And Fitz, just before the break, we were talking about your years at Briarcliff University, earning a degree from Briarcliff. We're going to pick up our conversation in just a moment there. But before we do so, tell me a little bit about your family.
Yeah, been married roughly now about 20 years to a beautiful young lady, Jennifer Salem, now Jennifer Grant. I have four kids. I have a 32-year-old daughter, actually lives out in Portland. I have an 18-year-old son getting ready to go to Morningside on an academic and athletic scholarship. Have a 14-year-old incoming freshman at East High, and I have a beautiful 7-year-old little girl. Great family.
So you have covered the age spectrum with your children.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people ask me that question, why you have such a gap? Well, you know, when you working with other people's kids and giving a lot of time in this community, you really don't have a lot of time to have kids of your own. So when I became the executive director, actually moving in that direction, I kind of slowed down. So then I started focusing a little bit more on my family. So,
well, yeah. Shout out to your family and best wishes to your son. What sport will he be participating in with the Morningside Mustangs?
Basketball. So look for that kid, Fitzy Grant.
All right.
It was a standout at East High
School. So this is junior, huh?
Yeah, this is junior. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to junior and Fitz, a shout out to the entire family. You had said that you earned a degree in sociology.
Yes.
From Briarcliff University, Briarcliff College back in the day.
Yes.
Your first job out of college was right here in Sioux City.
Yeah, you know, my first job, actually, I worked at the Boys Club of Sioux City. In fact, when I went there, I was doing some gang outreach, but at the same time doing some group clubs. And then from that position, I moved into the individual service director, where I became the counselor for the club. And after doing some time in that position, I became the physical education director for the club, too. Being there for maybe two and a half years, I was approached by George Boykin about this gang outreach program they were implementing in the Sioux City area. And he asked me to come join the team and be a part of that. And I did.
My goodness. When you talk about mentors in our community, Ray Nacky is your head coach.
Absolutely.
Ron Schultz is an assistant coach.
That's right.
Coach Majors.
That's right, Coach Majors. Yeah.
And then you go to Roger Friesen. Roger Friesen is also a legend in this community.
Absolutely.
Spent decades leading the boys club.
That's right.
And did a tremendous job. And then George Boykin comes calling and says, hey, I may have an opportunity
for you. I've been fortunate. You know, when I think about it, when I reflect, man, I've been blessed. I've had some major players in this community, people that have changed how we live life in this community. And I've just been fortunate to be able to be in the company of great men in this community. Yeah.
Well, that's an impressive litany and lineup of mentors. So George steals you from Roger is what you're telling us.
Yeah.
George poached you
yeah, he did.
From Roger and the boys club, yeah. And you go over to the Sanford Center.
I go over to the Sanford Center. You know, I couldn't turn him down. You know, it was just something that I felt like I needed to do. It was a new challenge. At that time in my early career, and the gangs were becoming a problem in our community. And I knew they were because, I started that at the Boys Club. But this was not.
How many years were you at the Boys Club?
Roughly maybe about 2.5 years, probably.
Okay, and then you make the transition the gang focus.
That's right, okay. to the Sanford Center. And we knew that there were some issues. My initial supervisor at that time was past Sheriff Leo Miller. And he was the intel officer. At that particular time, we roughly had over 32 organized sets, probably about 1,500 gang members in this community at that particular time. And my first assignment was working at Woodrow Wilson Middle School. And this school, however, was gang controlled. They had about 8 organized sets within that school. And our challenge and our calling was to come in and to reduce that level of activity in the schools. And that's what we did. You know, within 2 years, they won a Safe Iowa School Award for the state of Iowa. Woodrow Wilson did. So, yeah.
Well, and through your work both at the Boys Club and the Sanford Center, gang activity was reduced dramatically.
Absolutely. I think there's some type of a present here, but it's not a stronghold as it was in the 90s. You know, just driving here today, I saw some graffiti, but it's not how it used to be. You don't see kids dressing out like they used to. You don't see a lot of gang activities within the schools, but more importantly, out on the streets as well, too. So I think we've done a wonderful job in kind of putting a lid on some of the gang activity here in this community.
Well, hats off to you. To Roger Friesen, to George Boykin, and the others who were so instrumental, to Leo Miller. Today I know that the Sioux City Police Department, led by Rex Mueller,
yes.
Continues to keep that a focus.
Absolutely.
And we're grateful to all of you for that work. That's the past at the Sanford Center. Let's talk a little bit about the present.
Absolutely. You know, at the Sanford Center right now, we have a lot of great programming for our young people in this community. We have a before and after school program. We know that here in the Siouxland area, there's a shortage in terms of child care. So about 3.5 years ago, we partnered with the state of Iowa, where we became a child care licensed agency, where we can assist parents with some of their child care needs. If there's a family that needs to have their kids dropped off early but can't get them to school, you drop them off to the Sanford Center. And we give those kids a light breakfast, but more importantly, we deliver those kids to school. After school is done, we pick them up and we bring them back to Sanford Center for some after-school activities. We're actually in the midst of a summer program right now for our elementary age kids. It's a 9-week program. And what we try to do with that program at the Sanford Center is explore the Siouxland community. We have partnerships with Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, First Tee, Sioux City Library. We have a gardening club that we participate in, too. So we're just giving kids an opportunity to explore the Siouxland community. Another program that we do have is a teen preventative program where we work with middle and high school kids in the context of HIV, AIDS, STD, and unwanted teen pregnancy prevention. What we do is we take those taboo subjects and we put them back on the table, and we give kids strategies how to abstain from getting into a situation that possibly could cost them their lives. And then one of our signature program is our frontline mental health intervention program, where we work with youngsters in the context of social and emotional behaviors within the Sioux City school community.
Well, and talking about the present, I see that you guys have your annual golf fundraiser.
Yes.
This year sponsored by the fine folks at Purdue Foods.
Yes.
Your buddy Mark Hickman.
Yeah.
Mark and Jeff Garrigan, known as Gerber.
Yeah.
All you guys grew up together playing basketball.
Yeah.
Hooping with all those guys. I knew all those guys as a kid. I looked up to those guys as a kid.
Absolutely.
And God rest Jeff Garrigan's soul.
Yeah. Miss him dearly.
Yeah, terrific guy. But you guys have a golf outing. It's going to be at the Sun Valley Golf Course on Friday, September 6th. And if people want to participate or maybe they want to volunteer, they can reach out to you personally at 712-574-0208.
Yeah.
Again, call Fitz Grant at 712-574-0208. 574-0208 if you want to play. Absolutely. Or if you want to donate.
Yeah, if you want to play or donate. This is our 7th annual Rudy Lee Memorial Golf Tournament. This is an opportunity to come out and support Sanford Center program, but also at the same time to support the Flora and Rudy Lee Scholarship. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to come out and have some fun. If you can't play, you can still donate too. So, yeah, give us a call.
All-in-one sponsorship for $500 includes whole sponsorship and a foursome with cards, green fees, prizes, lunch, dinner, and the award ceremony. And on the fringe sponsorship includes a foursome with carts, prizes, lunch, dinner. And please, again, reach out to Fitz if you'd like to participate, 712-574-0208. And if you cannot join us on Friday, September 6th at the Sun Valley Golf Course, you can certainly send a check to support the important work that Fitz and the Sanford Center. Absolutely. And the Lee family is involved in supporting. And in the minute and a half that we have left together, Fitz, tell me about your vision for the future.
So right now, our vision for the future right now, so we do have two locations. We have a West Side location, which is at 1700 Geneva Street. And then we have an East Side location, 6100 Morningside Avenue. The vision is to put centers at four points of this community. So we got the East and the West. So I need to get the North and the South put into place right now. Our mission at the Sanford Center is to build community. And how do we do that? One relationship at a time.
And that's
so
great.
Absolutely. So we need to get these done. And also we're looking at doing an addition to our facility as well too. That's the future.
And that's an expansion of the facility. Absolutely. Which will include a gymnasium.
Which will include a gymnasium, yes, at the main location, which is 1700 Geneva Street.
Well, and Fitz, I want to thank you for all the work that you do at the Sanford Center. I also want to thank you for the volunteer roles that you play in the community, starting with serving on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
Yes,
but
you.
I know there are others.
Yeah, I'm a board member at Telco Triad. And then I serve at my church as well, too. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that I'm into. Yeah.
You're a busy guy.
Yes.
And we're going to have you back when you launch the fundraiser.
Absolutely.
For the gymnasium.
Yes.
And, again, we continue to appreciate your service on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber. Hello to your family. Keep
Thank
an
you.
Eye on Fitzy Grant
Jr. Jr.
going to be playing ball at Morningside.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited.
And it's so nice to have him right here locally so
yes.
you and your wife can get a chance
absolutely.
To see him play.
Yes.
Well, we wish him much success as the academic year is just around the corner. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today has been Fitz Grant. Fitz serves as the executive director and the chief executive officer of the Sanford Center with two locations in Sioux City, one on Morningside Avenue, one on Geneva Street. Fitz, look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes.
Have a great Saturday.
Yes, thank you.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great day.